Hello, word nerds. I am still recording, so the air conditioner is still running. All right, the first word is borax, B-O-R-A-X. First form, noun from the 14th century. A white crystalline compound that consists of a hydrated sodium borate, Na2B4O7, little dot, I think that says 10H2O. That occurs as a mineral or is prepared from other minerals and that is used especially as a flux cleansing agent and water softener, as a preservative, and as a fireproofing agent. Okay, that was a lot of stuff. This is, let's see, it's from Middle English, boras, from Anglo-French, borace, from Middle Latin, borac or borax, from Arabic, burak, and from Persian, bura. So many languages that comes from. Now we have the second form of borax. It is a noun from 1932. Cheap, shoddy merchandise. Shoddy, for those who don't know, is S-H-O-D-D-Y. Cheap, shoddy merchandise. Didn't know that they called that borax. Now we have a fun word. It is borborygmus. Borborygmus. B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-U-S. Noun from circa 1724. Intestinal rumbling caused by moving gas. There's a name for that? I think I have that every day. Borborygmus. I'm going to have to try and remember this one. This is from the Greek borborygmos, from borborizine, which means to rumble. Let's get ready to borborizine. Borborygmus. All right, remember that one. Next is Bordeaux. Capital B-O-R-D-E-A-U-X. It is a noun from circa 1570. One, white or red wine of the Bordeaux region of France. Number two, we have the number two definition for the word claret. C-L-A-R-E-T. I think that might be another kind of wine. Let's see. Next is Bordeaux mixture. Two words, noun from 1892. Sometimes the B is capitalized. A fungicide made by combination of copper, sulfate, lime, and water. Sounds tasty. Next is Bordelaise sauce. Two words, B-O-R-D-E-L-A-I-S-E. Noun from 1902. A sauce consisting of stock thickened with roux, that's R-O-U-X, and flavored typically with red wine and shallots. Maybe that red wine is a Bordeaux? I don't know. Let's find out. The etymology says it's French, Bordelaise, which is the feminine of Bordelais, which is of Bordeaux. The Bordeaux region, I assume. Next is Bordello. This is a noun from 1593, a building in which prostitutes are available. There is a horror movie, I think, called Bordello of Blood. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I know the title. This is Italian, from Old French, bordel, from the word borde, B-O-R-D-E, which means hut, of Germanic origin, akin to the Old English word board, B-O-R-D, which means board, B-O-A-R-D. And if you go back to the episode where we talked about that, there's boarding houses and you can board in a boarding house, you stay there. So that is where bordello comes from. Next is border. One word like the border of a country. Noun from the 14th century. One, an outer part or edge. Two, an ornamental design at the edge of a fabric or rug. Three, a narrow bed of planted ground along the edge of a lawn or walk. Four, synonym is boundary, as in crossed the border into Italy. Five, a plain or decorative margin around printed matter. Bordered is an adjective. And I think we can skip the etymology. Now we have the second form of border. It is a it's a verb from the 14th century. We are starting with transitive. One, to put a border on. Two, To touch at the edge or boundary. Synonym is bound, as in borders the city on the south. And here's the intransitive. One, to lie on the border, as in the U.S. borders on Canada. Two, to approach the nature of a specified thing. Synonym is verge, V-E-R-G-E, as in borders on the ridiculous. This podcast borders on the ridiculous. Borderer is a noun. Next is border collie, two words, noun from 1938. Any of a breed of medium-sized sheepdogs of British origin noted for their herding abilities. My brother-in-law had a border collie when I first met him, and I mean, those dogs are smart. This dog, I assume she was, you know, at least averagely smart, if not smarter than most of them, but man, she was an amazing dog. She could tell the difference. Like, he had this thing where he would say go, and she would just like run around in a circle and bark, 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 and then come back. But she would know if he said a different word that rhymed with go, like foe or bow, and she wouldn't do her trick. She would only do it when you said go. Amazing. She was an amazing dog. When he first took her on a walk, when he first got her, he patted on the ground, like on the sidewalk, and said yes. And then he patted on the ground where there was like an alley or the street or something, and he said no. And ever since, after that day, she would come up to an alley or a street and she would stop and wait for him. I said it four times already, but she was super smart. If I ever get a dog one day, which I do plan on doing, I would very, very much consider getting a border collie because they are so smart and cute. All right. Next, we have borderow. B-O-R-D-E-R-E-A-U. Noun from circa 1858. A detailed note or memorandum of account, especially one containing an enumeration of documents. This is French, from Middle French, bordrel, probably from bord, which means border, from Old French bort, and there's more at the word border. Next is borderland, one word, noun from 1811, 1A, territory at or near a border. 1B, we have the 3A definition for the word fringe, as in lives on the borderland of society. 2, a vague intermediate state or region, as in the borderland between fantasy and reality. That's where I like to live. And now we have our last word for this episode. It is borderline, one word. First form, adjective from 1907, 1A, being in an intermediate position or state, not fully classifiable as one thing or its opposite, as in a borderline state between waking and sleeping. That's waking life. 1B, not quite up to, typical of, or as severe as what is usual, standard, or expected, as in borderline intelligence, also as in borderline hypertension. 1C, characterized by psychological instability in several areas, as interpersonal relations, behavior, and identity, but only with brief or no psychotic episodes, as in a borderline personality disorder. And number 2, situated at or near a border, as in a borderline town. Borderline is also a noun. So we had borax, borborygmus, Bordeaux, Bordeaux mixture, Bordelaise sauce, bordello, border, border collie, bordereau, borderland, borderline. Well, if I were a different person, I would pick Bordeaux or border collie or even bordello, but I'm me, so I'm going to pick borborygmus as the word of the episode. B-O-R-B-O-R-Y-G-M-U-S. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Let everybody you know that this thing is happening. The dictionary is being read in a podcast. Rate and review. Get me up in those charts if you want. Become a patron. Send me a message. Say hi. Let me know that you love or hate this podcast. I don't care. It's just fun to do. I'm learning a lot. Like about the word borborygmus. Oh, we just finished page 143. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.